Don't contradict.
Writer Karen Anderson.
Freedom of speech, while guaranteed in the Constitution, was not encouraged in my home when I was growing up. I could speak my mind only if I agreed with my parents. Otherwise, I was told, don't contradict. When they offered me an allowance of a dime a week, I objected. Objection overruled. When I claimed that an early curfew cramped my style, they said, exactly. When Kennedy ran for president, I was too young to vote, but spoke in his favor. My father was scornful. The country will never elect a Catholic, he said. This time I didn't have to contradict. The voters did it for me. Finally, as a young adult, I explored the issues for myself and made up my own mind. And I've concluded that this is every child's responsibility. I said this to a friend who responded, and the parents should encourage it. It's possible, of course, that grown-up children will choose to believe what they were taught. But it must be a well-researched choice. As it turned out, I was pretty big on curfews myself when my daughter was young. She contradicted, but I expected that. Tried to encourage it. Tried to listen. To not say, because I said so. Hard work, this growing up. For children and for parents.